Hi, welcome to an update on some great ways to look at your work and brand it. I've been really lucky to spend some time engaging with the work of the film artist Penny Wilcock, who's known for connecting stories and artworks from communities that other people would run away from. In the ground floor gallery of Modern Art Oxford, there are four films just playing on a loop that Penny Wilcock has selected, and next week she will deliver her own work in the gallery itself. But the humility with which she approaches her work is really inspiring, and this is something that I wanted to share in some insights that I've gained about how you can brand your art. And really, your process is your art, it's your brand. So looking closer at that is going to give you some clues. I spoke to one artist who combines colours together in the studio, then takes them outside to let the natural environment have its effect on them. So that's the process. Try and keep away from the dynamics of the market, as in gallery expectations, trends in fashion, requirements from friends and families, because this will really not enhance what you're doing. And it could be you need to move forward from an audience that you've had for a while, but concentrating deeper on your process will really make you feel closer to your own brand. Now, in doing this, you'll fine-tune exactly what it is your message is and what you want to say. So don't forget, it is a statistic that 20% of art students, graduates, are in full-time employment, more so than business graduates. So really evaluate that creative thinking, that mind that you have, as being a real valuable source. And on top of that, value what it is that you do have to give. And look for artist communities that you can become part of that are supporting. It's really natural to be critical of your own work so you see your own development. And if you want to get evidence of this, then all you have to do is look at your work 10 years ago and compare it to something that you've done now. And I guarantee you will see a massive shift that can be really encouraging to your work and your motivation. And looking at how your process can develop, it could be if you have got stuck, maybe the materials, the process that you're using, it's become exhausted, and that's fine. Maybe there's nothing more to do, there's nothing more that idea, that concept can develop, and that is exciting, it makes way for something new. Don't feel hemmed into creating the same work just because it was originally successful. Success is quite relative. Who gets to decide what is good art? It's a huge question, and one that really you don't need to bother about if you're focusing on your process. Think about why you do art, how it enriches you, why it's important to you. For some people, doing art is in their DNA. For others, something can be taught, and it's both is fine. But the way you do it is going to be part of your development. So look at how you can play a little bit further with your techniques, your concepts. And there's always a part of this that's beyond your control. And honour that. Perhaps you're using a material that you can't find the supply of, or you can't manipulate fully. And bring yourself into the work more. And that's when you'll really feel your brand and how you can expand it. So one of the inspirations that I wanted to share was just engaging with the power of art and reading that one of Penny Wilcock's films dealt with knife crime and gang violence and really documented and inspired a peaceful scenario in a situation that hadn't been sort of very peaceful for some time, a real conflict situation. And the artist grew up in Buenos Aires and rejected a real powerfully rich upbringing to come and live in a much more simpler way and connect with people's truth there. So I think that's another idea of inspiration, is going to a different place and finding your own story there too. And so if you have been feeling stuck, then just do something different. Clear your mind, do some sports, take a walk, go to a film, or go and view somebody else's work. And sometimes that can just, you can look at their process and open up your own. So I just wanted to share that whole concept of just returning back to your process and ignoring any external requirements for it to be a certain way, and acknowledging part of it you don't have control with, and then really then seeing what your message is, and then that's your brand. Just a few ideas to move into the week with. I hope everything's well with you, and look forward to talking again soon.